Well, last Sunday in the month, we always like to get some free legal advice with our friends at Wolferstan's Solicitors, and Phil Thornycroft joins us. Phil, welcome.
Morning, Tim.
Always good to see you. Thanks for coming along.
Pleasure.
We're going to talk about DIY law.
We are indeed, yes.
And it's all because of the removal of legal aid. Now, we have touched on this before, but I guess you're starting to see the effects of it now.
I think we said some time ago, didn't we, the effects would be sort of long-standing, and here it's starting to now kick in.
Yeah.
And as legal aid is no longer available, it's having an impact now, and the austerity and the cuts with the courts, staff, etc., and the closure of courts is also having quite a big impact now.
So are people brave enough to go and do it for themselves?
Well, Tim, they're having to be honest. Yeah, there's no real choice. I think they're just sort of just issuing and going to court. And I think that's part of the problem. I think that before, when lawyers were involved, we tend to have negotiation and things were settled. But it's very hard to settle if you're on your own, in a way. So people just think, well, I'll go to court and they'll sort it out.
Yeah.
So what we've got is lots of applications to the court. We've got people with the respect probably don't know what they're doing that well. And so it's taking longer. We've got less judges, more people there.
And I know that the judges, they try and give people more leeway because they don't know the legalities of it. So that's adding to the time factor, isn't it?
It is, yeah, absolutely. The judges I speak to say that certainly at least a day, maybe more, extra is needed, really, where people are acting in person.
So the question is, what are they going to do about it? Because it can't carry on like that, can it?
It can't. And there's been two approaches, really. And one is to try and inform litigants in person so that they have a better idea of what to expect.
So a litigant in person is somebody who's doing it for themselves.
Do it for themselves, yeah. Acting on their own. And so give them more information, better information, in the hope that they can see what the answer might be and then hopefully settle it.
Yeah.
So what we've had, it was a guidance produced in June, but it's just come out now from the Family Justice Council. And that's a board of sort of experts, an advisory board, which tries to help courts promote things better. And they produced a really good guidance on financial need on divorce. And this is important because need is sort of one of the key aspects when a court considers things.
Right.
And there's a lot of discretion used and has been over a period of time. So in Plymouth, for example, we very rarely have joint lives maintenance for wives, where in London you would. And so nobody really knows what's happening, even lawyers, to be honest.
Yeah.
So what the government asked the Justice Board to do is to produce this guidance. And actually, it is very useful. And lawyers are using it, judges are using it, but more important, people that are doing it on their own are using it as well. And it's a very nice guide. It tells you roughly what to expect.
Okay.
It's got some nice working examples. And I think that will help. And hopefully, it will mean that people won't rush and issue things. They'll read this and think, right, I think I know what I want. I'll try and settle it.
Now, if somebody's listening to us today thinking, I really need to see that, how do they get it?
Right. Well, if they go onto the Wolferstan's website, we've actually got the whole guidance produced on there. The Family Justice Council website as well. If you go on there, you can download it. And I've brought you a copy in here.
Fantastic. I don't think I'll need it myself, but I'll have it there for my friends. All right. Well, so that you said there were two possible ways forward. So what's the other?
The other one is a lot more controversial, and this is by a guy called Lord Justice Briggs, who's been asked by the government and the Ministry of Justice to look at the county court structure. That's civil claims for money, basically.
Yeah.
And again, what we've got here is it's very costly. People can't afford it. And again, we've got lots and lots of delay. And it's pretty chaotic there. So he's decided we should have an online court, and basically a virtual court.
Wow.
So this is going to be... The proposal is it's for claims of up to £25,000.
Yeah.
You don't have lawyers, and it's compulsory, and you don't have lawyers at all. You log on, and you have what's called a caseworker that sort of pushes the case through. Everything's done online. It sort of tries to promote mediation online. And then you have a judge hearing it and giving a judgment online. Nobody goes to court. The judge, you do have a judge looking at it, but that is as if you've gone to court and you get a binding judgment.
So is this a proposal or is this...
It's a proposal, yeah. But I can tell you it's got a lot of support from both the judiciary, who see that it's going to save judges time, and certainly from the government, because it's going to save money. More importantly, you don't need a court building.
Wow.
Because all you need is basically a computer.
And is it the intention that as long as one side wants it, the other side have to accept it, or do both have to sign
both up? Have to accept it. It's going to be compulsory for, as I say, assets or claims of less than £25,000. That worries me a little bit, Tim, because for me, £25,000 is a lot of money, and it's sort of as if Lord Justice Briggs is saying, well, it's only £25,000. Well, I think to the majority of people, that's a lot of money. And interestingly, what he says is, in his own words, he says, the silent majority are now going to get access to justice.
Well,
I don't know. I think that we need to look at these ways because it's quite clear that, that nobody's getting justice at the moment because the courts are full.
Yeah.
I think this could be useful. I think there will still be a role for lawyers, ironically, because I think we will offer a service to show people how to do it online and do it quicker. I think there's something in it.
Well, I think we'll probably revisit this in the future, but
we'll see how it goes.
For now, thank you very much, Phil.
Justin.
We'll see you next time.
Yes, thanks.